Folks, welcome to ThingsDezSays.net. It's a weekly podcast, and by that I mean it's a podcast in the middle of the week. And you know I rarely do these unless there's a really special guest on the line. And in this case, oh, you bet there's a special guest on the line. Current, reigning, and defending Open the Freedom Gate champion, Johnny Gargano, is on the line with us, and he'll talk to us in just a second about the upcoming Dragon Gate USA Triple Shot in California this weekend. Three straight shows of fantastic pro wrestling action, and you can be there if you're in the area. Head over to DGUSA.tv and grab your tickets right now. If Johnny Gargano can't convince you, then I don't know what can. And if you can't watch the shows in person, you can always order the pay-per-views on WWNLive.com. Head over there right now. Take advantage of their tier pricing structure. Grab those shows because you're not going to want to miss what goes down this weekend in California. Let's get to the champ right now. Johnny Gargano joins us on ThingsDezSays.net. Folks, for the first time in over a year, Dragon Gate USA returns to beautiful California and Southern California this coming weekend for a triple shot. And on all three shows, my guest right now, he is the current Open the Freedom Gate champion. He is the whole shebang, the bee's knees, the cat's pajamas, and this weekend he will be California dreaming. Johnny Gargano is on the line, and Johnny, are you all set? You all packed up for your trip to California?
I'm not, actually. My gear's still in the car. I have to go outside and I have to grab it. I have to wash it. I have to pack my bag. I'm going to pack my bag tonight because my flight leaves Friday morning, so I like to kind of try to relax a little bit before I get on a flight. My flight's really early in the morning, though, so it's a very good chance I won't sleep the night before. But yeah, I still have to pack and all that stuff, but I'm very excited.
Yeah, it must be exciting coming out here for the first time, I believe. I know. Let's talk about that, because you were supposed to technically be out here last year for the Dragon Gate shows as part of Wrestle Reunion, and unfortunately you sustained an injury at the last show in Philadelphia at the ECW Arena. Take us back to that time there when you suffered that injury with Dragon Gate, and you were on the shelf for quite some time. That must have been a very scary time for you.
Very much so. It was probably the scariest experience of my life thus far. I hurt my back at a show in West Virginia on January 1st, New Year's Day. Mm-hmm. And I knew I had the big show coming up, Evolve 10, the last show at the arena, and no doubt in my mind I was going to do that. But I was already hurt going into it. Unfortunately, I'm kind of bullheaded, I guess, and I went and I had no doubt in my mind I was going to compete to my fullest that night. I didn't have any qualms or anything like that. But unfortunately, my body didn't cooperate with me, and I ended up hurting myself a lot worse in that match. And I had to spend a very scary night in the hospital in Philadelphia. And then I had a flight early that morning to go back home to Cleveland. Mm-hmm. And I was let go from the hospital on a bunch of paper. I hardly remember this. I don't drink or do anything like that. So they gave me pain medicine for the very first time through an IV. First time I had that as well. And, I was kind of knock loopy. But I was let go from the hospital. They wheelchaired me to a car. From the car, they wheelchaired me into the airport. They wheelchaired me through security. They wheelchaired me to my gate. And they wheelchaired me on the plane because I was still in a tremendous amount of pain. With as much pain medicine I was actually on, I was still in a tremendous amount of pain. But it was the longest flight of my life. It was horrible. I don't even know how I got through it. It was only 2 hours, but it felt like 10 hours. Oh, my God. But then they wheelchaired me from the plane to my dad, who had to come and pick me up because I couldn't do anything. And then they took me to my bed, and I was there for a good 4 days. I couldn't get out of my bed for like 4 days. I needed help going to the bathroom, all that type of stuff. So at that point, I had to go through the physical therapy and all that stuff. And unfortunately, the DGUSA California shows were coming up in a few weeks, but I couldn't do them. But I was off for a couple months and did physical therapy, and I came back WrestleMania weekend at the Dragon Gate shows in Miami. So, I've been good ever since, but I still am very upset I didn't get to go to California because, you know, I've always wanted to go to Los Angeles. That's always been one of the places I've wanted to go. And luckily, if I don't get hurt in the next 2 days, if I don't get hurt doing this interview or going out to the car to get my gear, then we'll be good, and I'll be in Los Angeles, and then we can all celebrate and have a good time.
Well, interviews with me could be pretty strenuous, Johnny. Chances are you're going to end up carrying me by the end of this, so... Just letting you know there, you could have some more back issues after this interview's over.
Hope not. That good. I'm phoning it in, though. I'm going to phone this in. You know what I did there? That's a clever pun there.
That was zing. Well, you will be in L.A. this weekend, and you will be doing some wrestling, and we'll talk about that in just a second. But I know schedules can be kind of busy. They can be pretty stacked when you're out here on a tour with a wrestling company. But are you planning on doing any kind of sightseeing when you get to L.A. this weekend?
I would love to. See, that's the thing about, unfortunately, with professional wrestling. I've been to a lot of cool places. I've been to Japan, England, all over the United States, and I've hardly seen anything because, unfortunately, with the way it is, like you get paid to go there and travel, and they pay for all your stuff, and you get to go there for free, basically. Mm-hmm. But you're only there for like a day, and you spend most of the time in the venue, so you don't really get to see anything. So I've never really, you know, got to experience anything. I'm there for, I fly in Friday morning, and I fly out Monday morning. So I hope I can at least do something. The show on Sunday is in the afternoon, so hopefully I can do something on Sunday night, or at least, you know, experience something in Los Angeles. Besides, I don't know what you guys got there, cocaine or something like that. But so hopefully I can do something. That's you know, I don't know.
I'm trying to give you suggestions. I live in the LA area, and to be honest, I can't think of anything that's fun to do in LA. But
fun to do. I was talking about this with someone else. Like, I'm excited just to see like the people in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. because the way it's explained to me, the really, really hot girls in Cleveland, Ohio, like that I live in Cleveland, Ohio, the really, really hot, untouchable girls here are only like 6 or 7 in Los Angeles. I probably wouldn't even be able to look at them in the eyes. So I'm excited to see just something like a chick like that. That's what I'm looking forward to. Again, seeing an untouchable goddess of a woman walking down the street.
You got to come back and hit the beach over the summer. That's where the hot chicks really come out in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine that's where they all are. Hopefully they're all at a wrestling show this weekend. That's what I'm hoping for. I have my fingers crossed. Decided, you know, hey, let's get all our hot friends together and go to a wrestling show and see dudes.
That I want to hang out with a group of girls, or I just want to know a group of girls who consider that a great night out on the town.
There are none. There are none in the world. I trust me. I've done wrestling shows all over the world, and this does not exist. Never.
Who exists?
If there's ever a good-looking girl at a wrestling show, she probably has a boyfriend who dragged her to it, number one, or who's a wrestler. So that's basically the gist of that.
Well, let's talk about the wrestling going on this weekend. Your first night in Santa Maria, California. It's, of course, on WWNLive.com is where you can order the iPay-per-view. You'll be teaming with your old Ronin buddy, Rich Swann, taking on the Jimmies in a classic exhibition of the Dragon Gate style, which is fast-paced, high-flying, no stopping. And, of course, we saw the implosion of Ronin last year. Yourself and Chuck Taylor getting embroiled in quite the rivalry. Rich Swann, also a part of that. What are your thoughts on teaming with Rich Swann after so long?
I'm excited. You know, I haven't teamed with Rich in a while. Rich has gotten so much better since the last time we actually teamed together with Ronin. I'm excited to team with him. You know, he's a great partner. You know, I'm excited to wrestle the Jimmies, who are an awesome tag team. And I think me and Rich Swann, we only teamed together, I think, once before. And that was in, like, a multi-man match. But I think we're going to do something cool and be able to put something together that's going to be very entertaining with the Jimmies. And like you said, it's the epitome of the Dragon Gate style. It's fast-paced. It's hard-hitting. It's the type of wrestling that I fell in love with and the type of wrestling I love doing the most.
Absolutely. Yourself and Rich Swann have both been over in Japan. I believe Rich Swann has been going over there for about 2 years, and I believe you started as well just last year, actually. And, I mean, I always have wrestlers on the show who've been to Japan, and I always ask them because it's just a fascinating place to me. For you, what's Japan like? I know you haven't been able to do much, but just being immersed in that culture, it must be surreal.
Oh, yeah, it's complete culture shock. they treat you so well in Japan. Like, you know, how I mentioned earlier how, you know, a professional wrestler, there's going to be any hot girls in wrestling shows. That is completely different like that in Japan. They treat wrestling like it's a sport over there. They treat, especially the Dragon Gate guys, specifically like they're rock stars. So when you're over on the tour bus, you're kind of like in sync. I've watched Masato Yoshino. I've watched Yamato. I've watched Naruki Doi. I get presents from numerous girls who just come and want to just be around. Girls come to shows in flocks there. Like I said, it's kind of like in sync or being in a boy band. So ultimately, culture shock. I remember the one time we were there, we were in a convenience store, and we were just shopping. And we look at the window, and there's people pressed up against the window looking through to just to see us. So that was really kind of, you know, it's really amazing. You know, you're an indie wrestler here, and, you know, people like you, and, you know, they see you around, and they'd be high. But there, it's just you're untouchable to those people. And I think that's that was what was truly cool about being over there for me.
I'm going to put you on the spot here, Johnny. You described being a wrestler in Japan as being a part of a boy band. If you were immersed in a boy band, what would be your band name?
Band name?
Yes.
Oh, you're going to say it was my favorite band, my favorite boy band, and I was going to go O-Town. But if we're going to go band name, maybe Lickety Split or something like that? I don't know, something like that? That sounds like it would be a boy band name, like Lickety Split.
Lickety Splits. That sounds a little more crass than a boy band, but we'll take it.
It'd be like a cutting edge boy band.
We need one of those. I don't
like
know.
We're pushing the envelope a little bit.
Yeah. Boy bands.
It's 2013. Band. The girls are they're educated now. I don't know.
Yes, they've got Harvard educations. That's the new boy band demographic.
Yes.
All right, Johnny. I do want to chat a little bit about a couple years ago. Your back injuries. This wasn't the first time last year. I specifically back in 2008, crazy situation. Your Ring of Honor tryout, and you discovered something pretty surreal about just your body and the way you're built, I guess, that almost or very well could have put an end to your wrestling career. And that's kind of surreal to think that 4 years later and you're the Open the Freedom Gate champion. Take us through that that news that you got that told you, you know, you might wrestling might not be for you.
Yep, I wrestled a Ring of Honor tryout match against Sami Callihan in Cleveland, Ohio, and it went really, really well. So then the next day I woke up and I could hardly move. I don't like doctors. I don't like going. I just don't. They had to force me to go in the ambulance when the last incident occurred. I just don't like doctors. I hate needles. And I hate things like that. So I still wrestled on it, even though I could hardly get up and move. But I ended up finally going to the doctor because I had enough of it. I couldn't deal with the pain anymore. I went to the doctor, and they told me I had a fracture in my lower lumbar vertebrae, which means like part of my spine was kind of broken a little bit. And the reason for this, we didn't find out till later, was that my pelvis is actually tipped, and one leg is actually shorter than the other one. So I have to wear a lift permanently in my left shoe, which is still kind of weird to this day because, you know, working out and stuff like that, I'm never fully on base and things are never fully, you know, symmetrical. And it's a hassle to deal with. But luckily I've gotten used to it to some point. And I remember when I went down, before we even found out about the lift, the doctor, when he found the fracture in my lower back, told me basically I should rethink my sport, which means I probably shouldn't wrestle anymore. And this was something I was doing since I was around 8 years old.
Oh, yeah.
So to hear that I should just stop, it blew my world up. I couldn't believe it. And of course I didn't listen to him because we're talking right now. I went and I got a second opinion with someone else, and they found out the thing with the pelvis. And that guy's been my doctor ever since. And he's a very awesome sports doctor that deals with all the athletes in Cleveland and all that type of stuff. And he's kind of worked with me to get me better to, fix my back and get things better so I can go and perform and do things like that. But, yeah, to hear that, you know, you probably shouldn't wrestle anymore was just mind-blowing to me because this is all I've ever wanted to do is be a wrestler. So to hear that I can't do it anymore, I don't know. It was a really rough time, but luckily it has a silver lining because when I came back and wrestled, honestly, when I came back and wrestled on my first two shows, was at a place in Chicago called AAW, and also on the card was a guy named Colt Cabana. And Colt Cabana came up to me after my match and said that Gabe Sapolsky was looking for guys for Dragon Gate USA. Because at the time I did my Ring of Honor tryout, until that point, which was like 6 months, Gabe was let go from Ring of Honor. And he started up Dragon Gate USA, and they were planning their first show. So Cole Cabana came up to me and told me, maybe you should ask me if I emailed Gabe yet, and I told him no. And he replied with, oh, here's his email, tell him Colt sent you. And the next morning I sent Gabe an email, and he booked me for the first two Dragon Gate USA shows, and the rest is history.
That's right. Look where we are now. Look at Sunday. You will be giving one of the young Southern California upstarts an opportunity Saturday night. You're going to have some California upstarts participating in what we're calling a California fray, basically a gauntlet match, if you want to look at it. And on Sunday, the winner of that match will get an opportunity to face Johnny Gargano, and that's you. So, I mean, what's your take right now on the I know you're really a part of this young upstart generation of independent wrestlers who are sort of taking the scene by storm, but we're seeing even younger guys come up the ranks right now. What's your take on this new generation of independent?
That's amazing. That's amazing for me that, like, at 25 years old, I'm getting to be like one of the older guys.
Yeah.
I've never been one of the older guys before, so that's weird. But I've never been to California, so I've heard nothing but great things. I've seen nothing but great things from the talent they have there. So the possibilities for first time ever encounters between me and someone has me very excited. I think that's what wrestling needs a lot more right now, is first time ever matchups. And with it being my first time ever in California, I think there's so many possibilities. And I'm no stranger to frays. I'm no stranger to those types of matches. So even though I have a big match on Saturday, I will sit back and I will watch that match, because I'm very excited to see what the young guys got, because that's always cool for me, is that we hold them back at Dragon Gate USA. Everyone goes full bore every single match, from the top of the card to the bottom. Everyone's out there to steal the show. And to get a bunch of young guys in a match who are going to be willing to do anything and everything to make a name for themselves, and I'm sure the match is going to be crazy.
That show, an afternoon show in Huntington Park, California, DGUSA.tv for tickets, WWNLive.com to order the internet pay-per-view, and that's an afternoon show, so you can watch that show and then the Royal Rumble. It's a double shot of pro wrestling. Johnny, you mentioned the young guys, and yes, at one point you were a young guy, but I'm impressed at just how young of a guy you were. And you mentioned it earlier, and I've heard stories, but I want to get it from the horse's mouth. 8 years old. You've heard of guys starting at 14. You know, TJ Perkins talks about starting pro wrestling at 14. You were in a wrestling ring when you were 8. How did this happen?
My dad actually owns a catering company, and he knew I was a big wrestling fan. An independent wrestling promotion actually came up to him and approached him about running a show in his parking lot, because he has a big parking lot. And he knew I was a wrestling fan, so of course he agreed. So before the show, you know, I was amped, you know, I want to get in the ring. And they let me get in the ring, and they actually showed me a few things, which is, again, I've always said this is horribly unprofessional to any wrestlers listening out there. Any little 8-year-old kids listening out there, do not get in a ring when you're 8 years old. It's not going to end well for you. And that could probably be attributed to my numerous back injuries as well, starting so young. But so don't get in a ring when you're 8 years old. But for me, it was really cool, and they actually let me put on a little match a couple shows down the line with one of my friends, which was horrible, which was absolutely horrible.
Was he your age?
But I was 8, yeah. They actually let me put on like a little dark match. Well, wow. It was not really a dark match, because, you know, they weren't whatever, but they let me put on a match before the actual show with my little 8-year-old compadre, and, you know, it was horrible. But I actually developed a relationship that way with a guy named JT Lightning, and I actually started fully, like, really training with him when I was, like, 13 years old. He showed me how to do all this stuff when I was younger, and then when I was 13, I actually went to his training center, and he took me under his wing, and he had me train and all this. So I was going to indie wrestling shows my whole childhood, basically. So he took me under his wing when I was, like, 13, and, you know, I had my first pro match at 17, so I... because like my parents didn't want me to actually wrestle outside of high school, so I had to wait till I graduated to, you know, start traveling and stuff like that. So, you know, yeah, my whole childhood was basically just independent professional wrestling all the way through.
Wow. Rarely do you hear of kids who spend their childhoods going to indie wrestling. It's more of something they discover sort of in their adult years. But you...
I am. Yeah. Like, the thing is, too, JT used to book guys like CM Punk and Colt Cabana and Alex Shelley. And all these guys, when they were, like, in my position, you know, when they were really, really young. So I got to see guys like Punk and Cabana and Styles and Shelley and Saban and all those types of guys at a really, really young age when they were probably around my age. So that was really cool as well. You know, I've always seen that. So that's what made me fall in love with independent wrestling all over again, too.
Now, there was the WWE, CM Punk, Colt Cabana, two gentlemen who Cabana, of course, has been a part of WWE, CM Punk currently on top of the WWE. You yourself have had some experiences with the WWE in the past, and the one I'm thinking of particularly right now is, a fellow by the name of Cedric Van Hossen.
That's the one everyone always thinks.
Yes.
That's always fantastic. The one. The costume of Cedric Van Hossen.
Tell us that story.
The Liechtenstein heavyweight champion. I was 19 at the time. So that's also weird. My very first time on WWE television, I was 19 years old.
Wow.
Which is really overwhelming for me to think about right now. It's really overwhelming at the time, you know. I actually didn't have a lot of time to kind of take it all in because I guess they added that segment late. And they called me and I needed to hurry up and get down to the building, to the Gund Arena, which I saw so many shows there. And I was going there or backstage to be at WWE, which is crazy for a 19-year-old kid. And I got there around 6. I didn't even know which door to go in. I didn't even know how to do anything because, you know, what am I going to do? And they take me down and we do all that stuff. And they say, okay, we're going to take you to wardrobe. And they take me to wardrobe and they give me this costume. And of course, they have it tailored for me and all this type of stuff. And I put it on. And even when I'm 19 years old, I put it on and they say, okay, now we're going to go show Vince.
Wow.
As a 19-year-old kid in an elf costume, I'm like, oh, wow. So they take me into Vince McMahon's office, and I am dressed as an elf. And he looks at me, and he was nothing but nice. He thanked me so much for doing it. He was really, really awesome. So I do the match with MVP. I come to the back curtain, and Vince McMahon tells me, good job, kid. And I guess at 19 years old, I probably could have retired and been pretty, you know, I've done more than a lot of people get a chance to do, having Mr. McMahon tell you good job, kid. And that was a surreal night for me as well.
The god of professional wrestling essentially smiled down upon you that night.
He did. In an elf costume as well.
That's fantastic. Now, we will jump to the final night of, or rather the middle night of Dragon Gate USA, and I went that way on purpose, and we'll get to that in a second, but I do want to talk about this past summer. And the internet, of course, it's a crazy place when you're a wrestling fan.
Lots
of rumors get started. Lots of people get it talking. And the big talk this summer was that you, Johnny Gargano, were in fact offered a WWE contract. And in a big moment, as part of a Dragon Gate USA Evolve show this past summer, you in fact revealed that you had re-signed with Dragon Gate. So can you take us through that now that that ordeal has passed and basically... those rumors and your decision to stick with Dragon Gate?
It was one of those things where I always like to finish what I start, you know. I didn't feel like what I set out to accomplish was done yet. Like I said, I love independent professional wrestling. As I stated earlier in the interview, I have such a history with it. I wanted to get back to it. And I felt at 25 years old, I haven't fully done that yet. I've always looked at guys like Punk or Bryan or guys like that who did everything they possibly could on the indies, were the guy on the indies, and then they left, and they were ready to be stars. I felt at 25 years old, I still had a lot left to give, and I felt that I didn't want to just go and leave, and I felt that Dragon Gate USA and Gabe Sapolsky had given me so much, I wanted to repay them with my ability and repay them with what little I could. So I felt that I still have some time left, and I want to try and help indie wrestling get to the level I think it deserves to be, because I feel like Dragon Gate USA has an immensely talented roster, and I feel like our guys are some of the best wrestlers in the world. I feel if people just give us a chance, they would fall in love with it, and that's my goal. I want to bring as much eyes to the product as I possibly can, and that's why, you know, I made a commitment to Dragon Gate USA. I made a commitment to Gabe and guys like that because I wanted to try and give back. I wanted to try and give my all. And who knows what could happen down the line. You never know. Mm-hmm. But until I feel like my job is done, I'm going to stick with what I have my set plan for, and I'm going to stick with what I'm doing currently.
Well, everybody has their own set of goals, and everyone admires yours, and I'm just looking here, and I'm kind of looking ahead to April. Of course, the big talk now has been the designation here of the Evolve title tournament starting at WrestleCon, and of course, you are the Open the Freedom Gate champion representing Dragon Gate, but it's Evolve. You are regular in Evolve, and, you know, is the Evolve title, do you see that in your future?
Of course. I mean, you got to think. Before I was Open the Freedom Gate champion, I was a big part of Evolve. Mm-hmm. I still am. But I was on the very first Evolve show. Before I was the champion, I set up a pretty decent record for myself. So you have to think that I should be in contention. And my record is as good as almost anyone else's, pretty much. And you know, I don't ever want to be just a guy in a promotion. I am the Dragon Gate State Open the Freedom Gate champion, but I don't want to be just a guy. I want to be the guy. I set out to be the face of Dragon Gate USA, and I am. I want to be the face of Evolve as well, and the Evolve title is a big deal. And I, of course, want to be the first ever Evolve champion. I mean, I think everyone's gunning for the same thing, but even though I have one title, two would be nice as well.
That's going to be interesting. Open the Freedom Gate champion and Evolve champion. That would be historic, and I think wrestling fans love to watch history unfold. And as we move here to what could be historic, it's your Saturday night match with John Davis. You're defending your Open the Freedom Gate Championship in a no rope match, and I think, you know, we've been telling some jokes, but I think it's time to get just a little bit serious here, considering the magnitude of your rivalry with John Davis. I mean, John Davis has been a guy who basically, you know, has been trying on purpose to put you on the shelf. It looks like Evolve 17. After you beat him and retained your Open the Freedom Gate title, he put you through a table. You know, this just, what's your take right now? This big match with John Davis, are you looking to finish things?
Of course. I think it ends this Saturday night. It has to. John Davis has, you know, he's made my life hell for the past few months. He put me through a table with an awesome bomb, and it was probably the worst thing I've ever felt wrestling-wise, worst pain I've ever felt. It was horrible. And things have gotten personal with me and John. And I never set out to do that when we first tangled up for the first time. But he's a big, scary dude. He really is. I can't agree with the way he does things, but I can't take anything away from his ability. He's the strongest guy I've ever been in the ring with, without a shadow of a doubt. He's got freakish strength.
Yes.
And the type of match we have coming up is the most dangerous match Dragon Gate Japan has to offer. It's a no-ropes match. And having no ropes around a ring opens up so many possibilities. I could be at a slight disadvantage as well, though, because I do like to use ropes. I like to use my speed. I like to use my slingshot spear. I like to use a lot of things that I can't use without ropes. So it's going to be a very interesting dynamic this Saturday night. But I think one way or another, it comes to an end this Saturday night.
It's going to be intense for sure. The idea there of pitting your speed, your skill against John Davis, his brute strength. And he really is. He's a monster. He's powerful. He's a scary, scary man. So if you want to watch that match and Johnny Gargano try and get his revenge, and hopefully he does and retains that Open the Freedom Gate Championship, you're going to want to order this show on internet pay-per-view, WWNlive.com. Or if you're in the Huntington Park, Downey area, you're going to want to head to the show live, and you can get tickets right now, DGUSA.TV. Johnny, I want to finish with, I guess it's kind of a hardball question. Maybe not, depending on how you look at it, but it's going back to the Evolve title, Open the Freedom Gate title situation, and people like John Davis have been campaigning over the past year or so for the implementation of an Evolve title. A lot of wrestling fans feeling that maybe it's kind of ignoring the title that you have right now, the important title, the Open the Freedom Gate title. As the Open the Freedom Gate champion, what's your take on people looking at bringing in another title? And, you know, is that competition for you as a champion?
That's such a tough question. Because I do agree with having an Evolve title, with having something for those guys to fight for. But as the Dragon Gate USA Open the Freedom Gate champion, that's my company. You know, we set the standard that the Dragon Gate USA Open the Freedom Gate title was for both companies. And I do see a certain lack of respect on a lot of people's part. Because I've held the Durango USA Open Fishing Kettle for way over 400 days at this point. I'm the longest reigning champion ever. I'm the first American to ever hold a title. And I'm the first, I'm the longest reigning champion to this day. So I do feel it's somewhat of a lack of respect for what I've accomplished, but I don't agree with not having the title. But I think a certain day is going to come if I do not win the Evolve title, where we're going to have to figure out who is the main guy. And trust me, I take my spot as the face of this company. I take my spot as a great ambassador for this company very seriously. And I don't think anyone who has the Evolve title is going to overshadow me.
So it very well could be in the future, champion versus champion. Johnny, I want to...
It could be.
Yes, absolutely. And Johnny, I do want to thank you very much for joining us on the program and talking about the DGUSA shows this weekend. Of course, we have all the information on the website for how you can get to the shows and how you can check them out on internet pay-per-view. Before we wrap, Johnny, anywhere fans can check you out. I know social media is a big thing these days. How can fans keep in touch with the whole shebang?
It is. I remember what it's like to be a wrestling fan. I remember, talking to wrestlers and being really excited if they say hi back or something like that. So you can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/TheJohnnyGargano. I do hold chats since a lot of the time, and I will actually reply and talk to you a little bit as much as I possibly can. I'm very interactive on Facebook. You can also find me on Twitter. I'm mildly entertaining sometimes, at Johnny Gargano. I'm very big on social media. I'm very big on interacting, and I don't feel like I'm above anyone. So if you want to talk to me, if you want to say hello, go for it, and I will most certainly reply back.
Okay, big thanks to the Open the Freedom Gate champ, Johnny Gargano, for giving us his time and joining us here on TDS, thingsdezsays.net. Big thanks to Dragon Gate USA for giving us the opportunity as well. And again, I encourage all of you, if you're listening, make sure you get on out to the Dragon Gate USA shows, because I'm going to stress this. Three great pro wrestling shows in your area if you live in California. Get them on internet pay-per-view, WWNLive.com, and enjoy your wrestling fandom. Because that's what Dragon Gate USA allows us to do. We can unwind and enjoy quality professional wrestling. Talk to you guys on Sunday. Faraz, myself, and the Oreo Monster are previewing the Royal Rumble, plus a special show talking British Boot Camp and whatever else we decide to do this weekend on TDS. Talk to you again real soon.